forget that the people around you don't realize it. And you'll be tempted to hold more grievances than ever before. You know why? Because you'll see the things that they're doing to support the ego and attack, because you've studied, and you'll be tempted to get mad at them as if they ought to realize what they're doing. And they no more realize what they're doing than you used to realize what you were doing. But just because you are more awake now, you think they ought to know better. And so it becomes even more important to forgive as you wake up. That's why forgiveness is such an important aspect of the Course. Because I'm going to tell you, if you can't forgive, if you can't look past the illusion, if you can't look past the mistakes that people are making when they're asleep, all waking up and studying the truth is going to do is make you the most grievous holding person. You would have done better if you never picked it up. Because you're going to become more conscious. As you become more conscious, it doesn't mean that things go away so much as it means you're aware of what's going on. So if a person's mistreating you and you're not conscious of it, then they mistreat you and you're not conscious of it. Something is wrong, but you don't know what. You become conscious of what fear looks like and mistreatment looks like. All of a sudden, you see that they're mistreating you, which means you become conscious. The ego is going to say, provide a reason for you to attack them. I'm going to provide you with some reasons for you to attack them. See what they're doing to you. Only rather than realizing the fact, the reason why you became aware was so that you could make other choices regarding that person or situation. Okay, I see you don't mean me any good. You don't realize you don't mean me any good. Instead of being angry at you because now I realize you are manipulating, I'm going to choose to either communicate with you to see if we can do it different, or I'm going to choose out a relationship. But I'm not going to attack you. You see what I mean? I'm conscious so I can do something about it. I'm not conscious so I can just get more angry at everybody. Any questions about what I've said? Okay. Now, here's the cool part. The same people who have been supporting our fear, the Course says they are far stronger and much more compelling witnesses for the Holy Spirit. Okay, is the Holy Spirit fear or love? Okay, so that means that they are far stronger and much more compelling witnesses for love. That's interesting. I've been using you to support my fear, but you'd really be a better witness to how loving I am. That the same people or situations that I see as witnessing to my fear, the Course says, actually, they would be far better witnesses to your innocence and how loving you are. And then the ego says, no, I got to provide fear support right here, so I'm going to say, oh no, they definitely hurt me more than they helped me. See, my ego is going to provide me a reason why they couldn't be. It's going to say people couldn't be more of a reflection of love. It's easier for people to be a reflection of what I can't trust. It's not easier for people to be a reflection of what I can trust. Is that my Holy Spirit self or my ego self talking? Ego. It's obvious. And notice how easy you can see my ego, but you can't see yours. Yeah. You can look around the room and you can just in a second, you can say, oh, that person's in their ego. Oh, that person's in their fear. Oh, that person's, we do it just like that. But when it comes to our own ego, we're totally blind to our own ego.
If you're pointing it out, you are in your ego.
Exactly. The only thing you can see is your own ego. So the minute you point out my ego, it's okay if you point out what's the error about me, if you think you have to fix me. Just realize you can only see my error through your error. You can only see my ego through your ego. You can only see my jealousy through your jealousy thought. You can only see my ego through your ego. As long as you remember that, no problem, because the Holy Spirit, the Course says the loving part of us doesn't see fear. It doesn't see the ego. So it never is God looking at your ego. It never is the God in you looking at what's wrong with Earl. It's no such thing. The minute you point out my flaw, you are not in a higher spiritual state. Even though the Course says that's how we make ourselves special. It says we make ourselves special through doing a thing called greater than, lesser than, greater than, lesser than. So I'll be special by being the most pitiful person in the room. And we've seen that. I call them the always one. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. You be in a group of people, everybody want to do something, and everybody can't wait, but there's always one. Isn't it? And 90% of the time, I mean, there are exceptions in the world, but if you be honest, it's always one. Everybody want to dance. There'll be one person that won't dance. You know, everybody want to go to the amusement park. There's one person that doesn't want to go to the amusement park. It's always one, because usually there's one person that we choose in any group to represent the collective ego of the group, which is odd. The most awesome time you have is those times when you're with a group of people and all of a sudden you realize everybody in the group want to do the same thing. And you have an incredible time together. So the point that I'm making is that we have to first be introduced to the thought that people can be far stronger and far more compelling witnesses for the Holy Spirit. Now, let me give you the definition of what the Course in Miracles would call stronger. Because as an ego, we think of stronger as stronger, right? Look at the sentence. He says, they are far stronger, far more compelling witnesses for the Holy Spirit. So, being far stronger means to be a compelling witness for the Holy Spirit. How are you a strong person? Because you are a witness for truth. You are a witness for love. When I'm in your presence, you are witnessing for love to me. You are showing me love. That's a strong person. It has nothing to do with aerobics and calisthenics. It's how much I witness the truth. It's how strong I am. It's how much I witness love. That's how strong I am. It's how much I witness peace. So that means that you could be a stronger witness for peace for people than you could be a strong witness for conflict. Here's the real-time teaching of the Course. Pretty much everything I say in the Course, you can always see it at the time that it's said to you, which lets go of the idea to wonder whether it's true. Like right now, we can prove this. There's probably no one that you are experiencing physical attack from 24 hours a day. I would venture to say that about anybody in here. Even the person you dislike the most, I would bet you anything, they don't give you conflict 24 hours a day. I would bet you that during that day, you are actually experiencing more peace than you are experiencing conflict that's coming from any individual person. Anybody want to debate me on that? I don't care how upset you are with your husband. What you're upset about did not happen 24 hours nonstop with you and him conflicting about it. You may have conflict in your mind, but there's no physical attack happening. In the Course, from a Course perspective, and this brings up a lot of resistance for people when they hear this. You ready to get your resistance? Can I do a little resistance on you? All right. All attack is physical. There is no such thing as mental attack on anyone else. There's no such thing as emotional attack on someone else or someone else emotionally attacking you. All attack is physical. Let me give you an example. Real-time teaching. I'll show you whatever I'm talking about. Okay? I really want to smack Sean bad. You know what I'm saying? His shoes, you got to smack him about his shoes. Okay? Because everything's cool about his shoes, but you know, it's all about my judgment. Right? Sean is totally unaware of my thoughts. I could hate him to the bottom of my heart. He would still sit up there and smile. But if I came up to Sean and I said, he'd react. Because as long as I did it mentally, it didn't have any effect on him. I could have emotionally attacked him. Oh, Sean, you know, he still would have been smiling. It's not until it became physical that it became an attack. Now, where mental attack happens is you attacking yourself mentally. I was attacking myself about Sean because who was feeling all those feelings?
You.
Me. So Sean was not attacked by my negative feelings about Sean. My negative feelings about Sean affected me. So then I became more separate. I became more angry and I became more guilty right? And then I turn around and physically manifest something for myself that's a reflection of my fear and anger towards Sean. So I get angry towards Sean. I send out the negative vibrations of fear. I go back to accidents, the attack, the sickness. So did I attack Sean or did I attack myself? Doop, doop. All right, a deal or no deal? Okay, whose briefcase you going for? Right? People hate that. Okay, now that's okay. Let me take that a step further. Let me show you why it's no emotional attack or no mental attack on another person. If Sean hollered at me and called me a black bastard, okay, I've heard that before. That much. Oh yeah. My interpretation of what Sean said is going to determine how I feel about what Sean said. Would you agree? Mm-hmm. So he could call me a black bastard. I could go, man, that's a deep call for love. And go right on about my business. Not have one emotional response, not one emotional reaction, and no hurt.